Welcome to the Money and Marriage Podcast. I'm your host, Bill Nelson. My mission to empower millennial couples to make money moves that won't just improve your financial health, but strengthen your marriage as well. In this podcast, I share stories, tips, and tricks, both from my experience as a certified financial planner and from my own marriage, to help you and your spouse kick financial anxiety to the curb and use your money to create the lives you love together. Let's get started. So back in the summer of 2020, I was sitting at home during the pandemic, not much else to do. And I decided I was going to put together a deep dive program for people on a subject, like on a particular financial planning subject area. And I had a few different ideas. I sent it out to my email list at the time. We did a poll, asked people what they wanted to hear from me about. And the overwhelming response was they wanted a workshop, deep dive instruction on how to buy your first home. And so that's what we did. I spent the summer of 2020 doing research and putting together all sorts of stuff from the work I've done with couples over the years. I've helped almost 30 couples buy homes. For the first time, and just my experience there and doing some research into the industry and all that, and pulled everything together, put together a 3-hour program on the ins and outs of how to buy a first home, right? From how to pick a real estate agent to how to set a budget to how to know if you can afford a house to some like offer positioning negotiation strategies. Frankly, it was a really good program. And I think one of the bigger mistakes I've made in my business is that I've never come back to that program. Like I set it down, after we did it, frankly, I kind of burned myself out a little bit. As I was putting it all together, I then had a child and wrote a book, and it just like, there's been all these other things that have come up, over the past few years that have kept me from going back to that program. And, when I sat down late last year to do my 2024 business plan, the website redo, which you've heard me talk about the past few episodes, has been kind of number one on that list. Shortly thereafter is actually revisiting that first-time homebuyers program and rerunning that based on what's changed in the past few years, updating it just with some, to make it a little bit more comprehensive and getting that back out into the world. I've done a few podcast episodes on home buying before. It's always been kind of one of the key financial planning areas that I've had the most to say about. And if you've been a longtime listener of this podcast, you know that I have not always been gentle on the people involved in the home buying process, the professionals involved, realtors, mortgage brokers, etc. I'll let you search through the podcast episode history if you want to hear some unhinged rants on the state of home buying. With all that in mind, right, you may be surprised, and as frankly I have been so surprised, that it's been about a month since the National Association of Realtors settled a group of lawsuits, and I haven't had anything to say about it. And so, part of the reason why I haven't had anything to say about it until this point is because, frankly, I think a lot of things are still unfolding on that front, in terms of the ripple effects, if you will, of that decision. So just to, I guess, before we go down that rabbit hole, if you have not heard, back in mid-March, so a few weeks ago, as of the time I'm recording this episode, the National Association of Realtors settled a group of lawsuits altogether lawsuits said that they had violated antitrust laws and conspired to fix commission rates, right, that real estate agents charge clients, and in particular that the relationship between the seller, the rate that the seller's real estate agent charges and how much they pay out to the buyer's real estate agent. Because typically, at least up until this point, if you're a home buyer, you typically aren't writing a check or paying the costs of your real estate agent that you're working with as a buyer directly. We'll talk about that in a second. Typically, right, the seller's real estate agent commission comes out of the purchase price of the home, or is paid for separately by the seller. And then typically the seller's agent pays a portion of that that's typically fixed ahead of time to the buyer's agent. And if that sounds like a convoluted mess, you are not wrong about that. I agree with you that it's a convoluted mess. And that is the kind of the background of this lawsuit or this group of lawsuits. That essentially said, right, by setting these rates in advance, the basically we're price fixing, or the realtors involved are price fixing. That did not ultimately get ruled on by a judge and jury. That was willingly settled by the National Association of Realtors out of court. And they paid, or they will pay once this is, goes through the ultimate legal approval process, $418 million in damages, as a result of this settlement. Again, that was not what a judge ordered them to pay. That was what they agreed to pay to prevent this from going further in trial. $418 million, which is interesting. You know, normally, right, like I said, this is the kind of thing I have a lot to say about, because I have a lot of issues with the way the real estate industry works. I think a lot of things are stacked against home buyers in particular. And there's a, you know, conflict of interest involved and just the way the industry operates. And frankly, that was kind of what the settlement actually said, right? But like I said, you know, I'm planning on doing a deeper dive on this as the chips are being laid out, right? But as I'm sitting here, right, I'm still in, this is probably the last podcast episode, I'm hoping, before the website and blog are relaunched, I can start putting these episodes on my website again, and we'll go back to the format we were doing earlier this year. So sitting trying to think of a topic, it occurred to me I haven't talked about this settlement at all yet. And then lo and behold, as I am looking this up, you know, not 2 days before, I am sitting down to record this episode, which is, I'm recording a little bit in advance of the podcast release. The Department of Justice has now just announced that they are reopening an investigation into the National Association of Realtors about whether the rules and policies of the National Association of Realtors have inflated home selling costs over the past year. So not only did they settle this issue in court, but the Department of Justice is now investigating the National Association of Realtors. This is where, this is my opinion. This is not necessarily a legal fact, right? Take this with several grains of salt, but it's interesting that the Department of Justice didn't kind of leave this alone and assume that the National Association of Realtors is going to sort this out from here. They actually are now reopening an investigation after the National Association of Realtors went through this legal process and, you know, ended up settling for $418 million. It's fascinating, and I'm going to be really interested in seeing how this plays out in the coming months and maybe even potentially years, depending on how this Department of Justice stuff, goes. In the meantime, right, what does this mean for you? If you are thinking about buying or selling a home in the next few years, right, how is this going to impact you? And frankly, we're still trying to figure that out, right? I mean, like, this is a little bit of uncharted territory, right? All the legal settlements are still going through the final approval, right? The realtor groups are figuring out kind of what the new normal is going to look like. We don't ultimately know. But one concern that I've seen popped up, or one of the kind of fear-mongering things that I've seen realtors, and particularly realtors who work with both buyers and sellers, which most of them do, bring up, is that, you know, oh my gosh, now home buyers are going to need to pay to work with a realtor. Right. So not only are you going through the home buying process and you're going to need to pay the, you know, to closing costs and to get the lending, you know, title fees, all these things, right? And in addition to just the down payment you're coming up with, but oh my gosh, you're going to need to pay a realtor as well. Well, I got news for you. You already have been paying a realtor. If you're a buyer and you've bought a home at any point in the past few years, you have paid a realtor. Right? You didn't write a check to them directly, but it was baked into to the sale price of the house that you purchased. Right? That, in fact, is actually the reason why these people got taken to court in the first place. Home buyers have always paid to work with realtors. You didn't write the check directly, but it was baked into the purchase price of the house that you bought and that you put a down payment on and that you then took out a 15 or 30 year mortgage to pay for. Right? You might not have written let's say $4,000 check to a realtor, right, to pay them for their services to help match you with the right home and negotiate on your behalf and all these things. Instead, you bought a house, right, and the transaction fee was included in that. And so, as sellers are getting ready to sell their homes, right, like that, you know, they know that a portion of the sales price is going to come out of this of the sale to pay for the transaction costs, including yours. right? Like, you're the one who's been paying for that. That's just the way it has always been. And, you know, what we don't know is whether or not you're going to need to pay for that up front going forward. Frankly, I'm going to be shocked if they don't allow you to roll the purchase price of working with a realtor into a 30-year mortgage. Again, the way it always has been. That's the way it always has operated. I shouldn't say always. I haven't done my research back decades and decades, right? But for as long as I've been doing this, for as long as I've heard people talk about the way the real estate industry works, like, that's the way it's been, right? Home buyers are the ones who are writing the check to buy the house, or more commonly, right, you're writing a check to buy a portion of the house and borrowing the rest of the money to pay for the home purchase in the form of a mortgage. And that certainly includes the amount of money that comes out of the purchase price that you are paying to cover the transaction costs, right? I'm seeing a lot of fear-mongering in the industry from irritated realtors who need to change the way they're operating and aren't going to have the slick message, right? Don't worry, home buyer, you're not going to need to pay us at all. Give me a break, right? Home buyers have always been the ones paying for this because they're the ones writing the check, right? Home sellers are getting less of that check, right? To be fair, I mean, both people are paying for it. But to pretend that home buyers have not been paying for this from the beginning is just vastly missing the point, in my opinion. So all of that's a long way of saying, right, you need a good realtor to work with. And actually, I should take a step back, right? As much as I like to pick on realtors and pick on bad realtors in particular, of which there are many, you want to work with a realtor when you're buying a home, right? It's important to work with a realtor. This is the biggest purchase you're ever going to make unless you buy a home again in the future. You want to work with somebody who knows what they're doing, who's experienced, who's worked with buyers on, you know, 20, 30, 40 buyers a year, right? That type of volume. It varies a little bit depending on where you're living, but you don't want someone brand new. You don't want your uncle or your acquaintance from college or whoever who just got their real estate license. You want somebody who's a seasoned pro, who knows what they're doing, who's going to work with you on your behalf, right, to help you make good decisions, to help you set a good budget, to help you find the right property and make sure that the property you're putting money, you know, that you're paying money for is a reasonably good investment, is going to fit what you're looking for, who's going to help you negotiate on your behalf, figure out what concessions you should make, what concessions you shouldn't make, and guide you through that process. It's really, really, really important to get good advice going through that. And so you want to continue to do that, right? How you're going to pay them, right? Remains to be seen. I am not nearly as pessimistic about the kind of short-term impacts of this as a lot of people are. Who knows what's going to happen? We'll see. But having seen the way the real estate industry works, I'm going to be very, very surprised if they're going to put big roadblocks in place from letting you purchase a home. Right, that's the way the industry wants you to buy a home. They're going to find whatever corners they can cut to facilitate that. Now, in the meantime, right, one thing that I think is especially important now, as the real estate industry is entering this kind of uncharted waters where they're not going to be able to fix prices anymore, is that you have what's called an exclusive buyer's agent realtor. An exclusive buyer's agent, right? You will meet plenty of realtors who will refer to themselves as buyer's agents when you are talking to them about working to buy a home. You want to find an exclusive buyer's agent, which is a different thing. The way to find that is that the National Association of Exclusive Buyer's Agents website. I'll put it in the show notes. It's naeba.org. An exclusive buyer's agent is a realtor who only works with buyers. The only thing they do is work with home buyers, right? One of the many problems I have with the real estate industry in general is that most people involved, right, and we're talking about realtors in particular here, market to both buyers and sellers, and they claim to be able to work with both. If you talk to a realtor, paid on commission, right? They want to sell things. That's understandable. That's normal. But if you talk to a realtor who works with buyers and sellers, I'm paraphrasing a little bit. Maybe this isn't fair, but I think it is. Right. They'll tell you, like, now is the right time to buy a house, and now is also the right time to sell a house, depending on who they're talking to, right? They're going to hit you with one of those two messages. And mathematically, that can't be true, right? It is not, it cannot always be the best time to buy a house and the best time to sell a house, right? In a transaction like that, right? One person's buying, one person's selling, right? Those are two opposite parties, and right, they each have their own motivations and things they're looking to maximize. And at certain points in time, it's better to be a home seller than it is to be a home buyer, or vice versa, right? It can't be the case where now is always the best time to buy and now is always the best time to sell. It just doesn't work that way, right? And so it really, really bothers me that more realtors out there don't only work with sellers or only work with buyers. And the National Association of Exclusive Buyers Agents only works with buyers, right? It allows them to act as legal fiduciaries who are required to act in your best interest on your behalf. Right, they're able to guarantee to negotiate on your behalf, right? They're not, or the companies they work for aren't working both sides of the table in the transaction. Imagine, I don't want to pick on any realtor company in particular, but think of a realtor company, right, that's in your area. I'm not going to name any names, but imagine that you are buying a home and you are working with one of their real estate agents, and right, a different agent in their company is the listing agent on that property, right? The same company is facilitating the sale and purchase of the house, right? That can create conflicts of interest, right? Because you have the same company who's sitting on both sides of the table, right? Having an exclusive buyer's agent, right, who is saying they are not working with sellers in any way, shape, or form, right, allows them to fully sit on your side of the table in that transaction. That has always been important. And for another reason why I like it is typically the people who are exclusive buyer's agents aren't brand new by definition, because they aren't desperate to get their business off the ground, which is another reason I like working with them. Right, they tend to have more training in negotiation. Like, they're just that they're, it creates for a much better experience overall. And as this industry kind of enters this shift where there are questions about how compensation is going to work and what the real estate world is going to be like, I think it's really important to have somebody like that in your corner. Right, so yeah, the takeaway for now, if you're looking to buy a home in the next 3 months, 6 months, 12 months, and so on, I would be getting ready to find an exclusive buyer's agent, right? Somebody who is promising to work and is legally bound to work on your behalf. You're going to sign a contract when you pick one, right? Saying that you're only going to work with them, which is fairly typical. And I think is going to be more typical going forward here, right? But that's what you want to be looking for. It just is. I'm sure I'm going to have a lot more to say about this down the road, but I'll leave it there for now. Hopefully this helps. And if you're interested in kind of being first in line for this first time home buyers program, when I eventually, relaunch it, hopefully later this year, but, if this website's taught me anything that I'm redoing, it's that these things take a little while sometimes. So I'm going to try to get to it as soon as I can. But if you're interested, shoot me a message. I'm on Instagram at paysetterplanning, shoot me an email, bill@paysetterplanning.com, and we'll be happy to keep you in the loop about updates as that program gets ready for relaunch. Take care. Thanks so much for tuning in to this episode of the Money and Marriage Podcast. If you want to learn more, you can access my favorite money exercise for free if you head to paysetterplanning.com/moneyandmarriage. Again, that's paysetterplanning.com/moneyandmarriage. Get your access today, and I'll see you next time.